I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday in Lebanon, a cyber attack exploded Hezbollah walkie-talkies and solar equipment. This after mass explosions on Tuesday targeted pagers of Hezbollah terrorists. Overall, 3,300 people were injured and 21 killed. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says it's the familiar echoes of war.
We're definitely having all these news that are coming flashing on all the time, like 24/7, about Israel and the war and Hezbollah and trying to rally everybody around Hezbollah to fight Israel, which Lebanon doesn't want. So this whole situation is daily and 24/7 before our eyes.
As citizens flee the southern border, Triumph and Mercy Lebanon is offering relief and hope in Christ. Pray that Lebanese citizens and Hezbollah would follow Jesus. And monsoon rains have battered Pakistan with severe flooding and losses. Daryl Templeton with Megavoice says it's especially devastating as scars from the floods of 2022 still exist.
It seems always that it's the poorest and the most vulnerable that are the most affected. It's, you know, tragedy on tragedy because many of the farmlands and the homes of those poor people were never rebuilt, never restored properly, and now they're hit again, many of the same areas.
More than 350 people are reported to have died since July 1st, half of them children. Megavoice is receiving increased requests for their audio Bible players, which also have a practical flashlight feature. Pray that overwhelmed believers in Pakistan will stand in their faith and consider partnering with Megavoice to spread the spiritual light of the gospel as well as physical light to survivors. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids Ministries. They're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.